Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What does today represent, you think?
I think a day of renewal for downtown Buffalo, for the theater district, and certainly for the Shays Performing Arts Center. This is a stunning new design of a building that's been here a long time, mostly operated as a theater. But we just did a strategic partnership with Musical Fair. They will come in here in 2026, add 100 net new performances. We're trying to help repopulate downtown Buffalo, increase pedestrian density, because the restaurants and taverns and shops, you know, mostly exist when the theater is active. We want to make the theater district a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week destination. And with projects like this being completed today, we'll move down the street and start a $35 million renovation and atrium expansion of the historic theater. So this is just the beginning of a new era of progress for Shays, for the theater district, for the Main Street corridor, and for downtown Buffalo.
For people that haven't been here, what's the biggest change front of house here?
Well, the bigger question, or easier question, is what's left, right? So everything in front of the theater has been changed. So from concessions to the bathrooms to upgrading them for accessibility, the finishes, easy access for patrons to move in and out. But more importantly, you know, having a bar here, having full service bar, and having something that's attractive, doesn't look like a cafeteria, easy for people to access, you know, for a cocktail before the event, obviously raises funds for Shays to pay their bills, but also more importantly, puts his place on the map as a feeder to the rest of the theater district. One of the things that Brian has beat into our heads is that this is a catalyst. You know, it's not for competition. We don't serve food here. I say we. I own this place too in my mind. It feeds 42 North. It feeds the other restaurants in the theater district. And this is just the beginning. We want people to stay here after the show. We want them to come here before the show. We want them to enjoy the theater district. And I think that's the whole vibe. Brian wants us to be a Broadway vibe, and that's really led us to it. So there's nothing here that's the same. It's all different. You know, reinventing the exterior without affecting its historic attributes was very important to our team. We're historic architects, so seeing that, but be able to do subtle things to make it and bring it back to life, important. What you don't see now is the patio that's going to be out there, because we're a patio city. So having a patio where 50 or 60 people can gather is also important.
As the county executive said the other day, people can't seem to get anything done around here. You guys did.
Well, I can point to this guy right here. You know, as we progressed through the early meetings, it was more about get it done, don't worry about it. We're gonna pay for it. We'll figure out a way to do it. But having also a team, including Buffalo Construction, that were totally responsible for needing to get to the budget. So this project finished under budget. Any money that we spent in our contingency was for the additional digital boards, things that enhance the project. So being able to do that in a six-month period is pretty amazing. It's really locally unheard of. And that's why this team works so well.
I think our strategy from the very beginning was vision and execution. Vision and execution. And we want to get these projects done. And this, you know, this was about an eight-month timeline based on the calendar, but our season didn't end until June. So they really only had 2.5 months to do all of this work. So as Steve said, we emphasized throughout quality. We never wanted to have the regret refrain that we should have done this or we should have done that. So we made sure that quality was at the forefront, but execution was critically important. And that's when the professional designers come in. That's when the professional construction managers come in. So we're looking to do not only the same down the street, we'll start that project in March of next year, completed in the second quarter of 2027. But we're also doing art installations along the public right-of-way in and around the theater district. And the lighting, there'll be a lot of digital signage. We're looking to create a Times Square-like feel at a smaller scale, but nonetheless, you know, theater's about night and the light. And that's what attracts people to these places and to these venues. So it's not only about the venues, we're going outside the confines of our venues to contribute to the theater district. And that's what we feel strongly about. Shays has a parental responsibility as a catalyst for the redevelopment of the theater district, the Main Street corridor, and the 600 and 700 block. Right here.
What's the next step for down the street? I mean, you just got planning board approval, is that correct?
Yeah, I just got approved by the planning board. It's been approved by the preservation board as well. We're going to do a glass enclosed atrium expansion. It will include 63 new restroom features, 3 high-speed, large-capacity elevators. We'll increase the lobby space by 120%. So again, the very simple, straightforward premise, like here down the street, is how do we move, and this is what we talked about in the early design stages, how do we move our patrons into the space and throughout the space in the most efficient, safest, and enjoyable way? And that's what Shays owes this community. That's what Shays owes its very, very loyal audiences. There's no better performing arts stage in all of New York State than Shays. The average seating capacity of 41 Broadway venues in New York City, of which only 3 are on Broadway, is about 1,200. Shays is 3,019. And that's why Broadway touring comes to Shays. We're now teching the outsiders, and they've been here for 2.5 weeks. That is a net contribution to the economy of downtown Buffalo and to the theater district. So we're attracting that kind of activity, which is very, very helpful to the larger economy. When Lion King was in Buffalo at the end of December of last year, the first 2 weeks of January this year, 68,000 people came to the doors at Shays, and they spent, after the ticket was purchased in consumer spending, before and after the show, nearly $19 million. So that's the kind of impact that the theater goer has on Buffalo. Our objective is to get great productions on the stage, fill the seats, and that's our economic model, and it's very successful, and it will continue to be.
When you go out to raise money for the project down the street, does the fact that you got this done on time and under budget impress people who might give you a few bucks?
I think people are most impressed by the economic impact that Shays has beyond, you know, just buying a ticket. I think that's a surprise to people. I think, you know, the efficiency is obviously important. We don't want to... Shays has been trying to do these projects for 10 years. There have been 10 design iterations with no tangible progress. So that we were able to do this in a very short period of time, and that we will be able to do the improvements down the street in a very short period of time, certainly is a selling point when you're trying to raise money.
With the expansion down the street, some of the neighbors might not be too happy about it. We're hearing about some issues with that. Do you see that being held up at all or not happening?
I don't. Projects like this, you know, people are going to have questions and concerns. It's their right. We also have a lot of support among our theater neighbors, because I think they realize what impact relative to the viability of the theater district, what impact these are going to have. So this is part of the process. As I said, it was approved by the preservation board and now the city planning board. This project was always fully compliant with the city's green code and the planning and zoning objectives that the city had. So we really weren't concerned. We made an effort It was a sincere effort. Five meetings that we initiated took into consideration reasonable suggestions for changes, but we just didn't get there, so we're moving forward.
And you feel that you guys have done all the work on your end to make sure that it's it all within code and all that?
Yes, yes, without question. And that's what, you know, the preservation board's about, to ensure that you're in compliance with state and federal preservation code and laws. But it's also, you know, the city planning board. And the city did the green code, which was the first update since the mid-1950s of its planning and zoning laws in this project. Because, you know, Carmina Wood is a historic preservation architect. These things were front of mind. They weren't afterthoughts. So we were never really concerned about that. You know, as I said, we made a good faith effort, and it just didn't work, so we're moving forward.
Do you expect litigation from them?
I don't know. I mean, our engagement with them is over. You know, they could file an Article 78. That would be against the city to determine, you know, whether procedures and policies were followed. But we're confident that they were all followed, and whatever happens, happens. We'll get through it, and we don't expect any delay whatsoever.
There seem similarities in this to what you did down on the waterfront. You started with a fairly small project. You got that done. You moved up to bigger projects. And you, in a sense, you're doing the same thing here, because this is a much smaller project than you want to build 100 yards down the street.
Well, we operate on a very simple premise there as well, and that was Buffalo has a history of not getting, it's not getting the big projects finished, it's getting them started. Because once they start, they get finished. And it's just, it's vision and execution, vision and execution. And vision's very, very important, but putting a team together, as I said, the Shays staff here has been extraordinary in their commitment to this institution and these projects. Carmina Wood and Buffalo Construction Consultants, the chemistry, the synergy between them has been extraordinary. So we've got a successful model, and we'll finish this project, we'll move down the street, and we'll have future announcements about more initiatives.
Do the public expect something like this for the new one? Something like this for the next phase?
Well, it'll be much more substantial. It'll be a glass enclosed atrium expansion. It'll be 63 new restroom fixtures, which typically gets the loudest applause. It'll have three high-speed, large-capacity elevators to move our people up and down. That doesn't exist right now.
No.
And, you know, as our audience gets older, they have mobility challenges that we have to try to address.
Yeah, and I think, and again, I think the goal right off the bat was to make it easier for people to get to their seats, to get concessions, to be able to get a cocktail, to enjoy, you know, to enjoy the pre-curtain up time, and also during intermission, being able to go out and get a water or get some popcorn, which you don't have time to do as a season ticket holder. I can tell you that the time I get out of the theater to get into the public space, you can't get there. So the idea here is each floor has its own bathrooms. So if you're in the last five rows of the upper balcony, you can walk up five rows and go through an opening and go to the bathroom. You can go through those same doors and get a cocktail or popcorn there. So once people get to their seats, they don't really need to jam into the common spaces, which makes those more usable for other things. I think Jonathan's comment was more about also the look too. So this space is going to be beautiful as well. They're different styles to a certain extent. Here we wanted to really exude that sort of old time theater feel, and our interior design team, theirs a little different, but we're still not opulent. The idea isn't to throw money after nothing. This is still has to be sustainable and affordable for Shays to build and to maintain. So from that point of view, it'll be beautiful. And the initial renderings that our crew has done are just outstanding. So if we can execute like we did here, keep the project on budget, then nothing will change, and you'll be standing there soon.
What Steve is talking about, you know, there's a 20-minute intermission, so you're either going to the bathroom, restroom, or you're going to the concessions. You're probably not doing both. And that's not good for our patrons. It's not good for our business model, to be truthful. So, as I said, this project increases the usable square footage by 30%, and down the street, the lobby, the first floor, right now there's one toilet on the first floor. There'll be 26 new ones. and the space will increase by over 100%. So it, just the look, the feel, it'll be dramatic, it'll be stunning, but it will complement also the existing historic theater.
Yeah, and there are other surprises in there as well, which we won't talk about now, but that's why you call it a surprise. So,
did you rip the second floor off of this place?
Yes, we did.
What was
it? Well, again, Robert was talking about Robert was talking about the bar being on this side and moving it over, and at the same meeting, I turned back and I'm like, well, if we do that, can we rip the second floor out? And I looked at him and he was like, and everybody's like, yeah, let's do that. So we were able to make it, because there was no programming upstairs, we were able to make it affordable to do it. And the huge part of the first 2 months of this project was removing the second floor. So now you have a much more dramatic space than you might have there. That's overflow space, special event space, corporate events could happen in there. So yeah, we ripped the second floor. That was fun.
Was there a collective gulp?
No.
For you guys at that reaction, did you have a pause?
No. We were always challenging the limits of what is possible. And that's what we're doing here. We're not going to be constrained by what may have or may not have been done historically. Yeah. We want to challenge every assumption so that we get the highest and best project at the end. That happened here. It will happen down there. It will happen in the right of way. And this is just going to be a very, very exciting, lively place. And we're already showing there's an audience reaction. Dream Girls, which starts tonight, a great, great production, which we're co-producing with Ansari Saxon, Robert Brunschmidt, and Nakia Campbell were the leaders of the Shays organization. This is on track to be the most successful show of the history of this facility. So there's already a buzz, 2026, every night virtually, the stage will be occupied. Plenty of tickets available, but it just goes to show you, the significance of what's going on here and the audience and community reaction to it.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.